In case I hadn't told you, years ago, your great grandmother, my grandmother, had gone to live with Aunt Patty, and she raised livestock for other people. They called it boarding. So she would go out there, she would make pets out of all these animals, and she had like one-legged ducks and all kinds of junk like that. But they had a 300-pound sow that was out there, and she had been out here and had been, feeding the sow special treats and things like that. So one day the sow got loose and went in to get in the went to go find out where Patty was so that she could get some extra little groceries there. And as just happened that she went to the house. Well, as she found her way into the house, my grandmother had gone in to take a bath, and the pig came in to go check on her. Well, as my Aunt Patty was coming to the house at the same time, my grandmother was in the bathroom getting ready to take her bath, and the pig pushed in the door. So my grandmother heard the door open, turned around and saw the pig. Of course, and she shouted at the pig. My aunt came in, heard her shouting at this pig, had no idea what was going on, thought she might have been in trouble, so she went to run and check on her. At that time, a lot of houses were made to where you could go completely around the house. They had a center wall, so you could go around the house like a racetrack. And that pig saw her coming and went to try to get back out of the house. Well, the pigs aren't real smart about finding where doors are. So as this pig went running around the house, my aunt went running around the house after. My grandmother's trying to get her clothes on. She's still shouting at the pig. Everybody's shouting at the pig. The pig squealed. I ran around the house like three or four times before a pig recognized what the door looked like and was able to run outside and get away. That's the story of Grandma Patty and the pig.